And turning to church news, a week-long conference on reproductive health concluded today in Rome. The conference drew doctors and fertility care practitioners from different countries to discuss the latest approaches to the treatment of infertility, as well as methods of natural family planning. Dr. Thomas Hilgers is the senior medical consultant in reproductive medicine and surgery at the Pope Paul VI Center in Omaha, Nebraska. He told us more about how the widespread use of in vitro fertilization is failing women and leading to other abuses.
The push for in vitro fertilization, which is really the foundation of what's being provided these days, is a huge human experiment that's being sort of catapulted onto the women in the Western world, for sure. It's in many other areas as well now, but it's posed as some sort of a magical treatment, but it's very, very ineffective. If you give just one statistic about this, you could say, and then this is reliable data, of all the millions of women in the United States who have infertility or some sort of impaired fecundity, less than 0.5% of those women will have a baby every year by in vitro fertilization. Or put it a different way, 99.5% of all the women who have fertility-related problems in the United States do not have a baby from in vitro fertilization. So they're being abandoned for all intents and purposes because all of the emphasis is on this. So if the doctor can't provide it in vitro or the person doesn't want it, you know, they're just out of luck. Quite a sizable number of women with infertility who never seek infertility treatment because they don't want to be exposed to the unethical and immoral aspects of it. The difference in what we're doing is that we're looking for the underlying causes. We're treating the underlying causes, and we're having really good success rates.